I don't know what's more confusing, learning astrology or just being a human. Moonday Musings is here to help with that. A weekly no-bullshit guide for the upcoming cosmic forecast and how you can actually use this in your real life. Hi, neighbor. Happy Monday. Happy Moonday. I'm Dani Wright. I'm That Witch Next Door. And welcome to the Moonday Musings Cosmic Forecast here on That Witch Podcast. We are finishing up Taurus season strong this week, my friend. We have lots of planets hanging out in Taurus right now. We have the Sun, we have Venus, Jupiter, Uranus, and as of Wednesday, the 15th this week, Mercury is joining and will be entering into Taurus as well. So we have a lot of Taurus energy for this final week in the solar season of Taurus, when next week on Monday, the Sun moves into Gemini and brings us Gemini season 2024. So let's talk a little bit about this Mercury moving into Taurus. Mercury has therefore been in Aries. We just had a Mercury retrograde in Aries that we came out of not that long ago in April. Although I don't know about you, but it sure feels like a really long time ago. maybe you're like me and it's like, oh, I feel like a lot's happened since Mercury retrograde was over, which was over on like April 25th or 29th. I think it was the 25th. And now, you know, a couple weeks later, we have Mercury ending its chapter in Aries and moving into methodical, practical, grounded, steady Taurus. And so when Mercury's in Taurus, this can center our conversations around finances and business and sustainability. It brings a grounded presence to our communications and our interactions. So you'll find that we lean into choosing our words a little bit more carefully, a little bit more intentionally, being okay with taking a quick pause before saying your next couple of words. slow and steady as the bowl. You will surprise yourself with how far you can come just taking one practical step at a time. This is the gift of Taurus and the Taurus experience. And so we have quite an electric Gemini season coming, and we will get there when we get there. But for now, while we have Mercury entering Taurus, let's be willing to slow down, pay attention to the details, go back and proofread, check and make sure that's the way you want to say something, care about how you're saying something. This will reward you in when you look back over time and we get into the hustle and bustle of Gemini season and you look back on these planetary transits in Taurus, and you'll be able to be like, ah, I chose my steps carefully during that time and set me up for success during some wild and super crazy energy time of Gemini season. It's a one big happy mess in Gemini season. And we are here for it. So this week, not only do we have Mercury moving into Taurus, we have a couple of Kazemis happening in Taurus. So the Sun meets up with two different planets this week, giving us first a Uranus Kazemi and then a Jupiter Kazemi. What is this word, Kazemi, Dani, if you've never heard that before? When any planet lines up, merges with, or is conjunct the Sun, This is a Kazemi. So there's an article, a great article on this by Chani Nicholas, and I linked it in the show notes below for you if you want to check it out. The word, and she says in there, the word Kazemi is derived from an Arabic phrase meaning in the heart of the sun. And Kazemis have also been called or referred to as solar amplifiers. And this is a great descriptor for them because the sun is like this big, beautiful cosmic flashlight that aligns with whatever planet it is and illuminates the fuck out of it. So there's this amplification, this illumination of truth, this clarity, this found purpose very often is a common experience. And so first is today, actually. Today, the sun and Uranus were exact in their conjunction in the Uranus Kazemi at 5:13 a.m. Eastern time this morning. And this is an aspect illuminating what's at the core of our humanity and potentially zapping us into, at least some of us, into some kind of action over the coming months and eventually even years. Aspects with a slower moving planet, a generational planet like Uranus, things that take place during this time can have and usually have ripple effects that are very, very long lasting. And especially when it comes to Uranus, this very unpredictable planet of universal chaos in a lot of ways. And I don't mean that in a negative way. I mean that in a very, very neutral way, a chaotic energy, that which is totally beyond our control, and how we as a human collective respond to that. So there can definitely be some big clashing energy in Uranus. There's definitely no way to ever truly predict what the ripple effects will be of some of these outer planet transits. We can get pretty close and we can infer some pretty accurate, potential outcomes. But the truth is, we can't know. And I think in a lot of ways, especially a Uranus Kazemi, where the sun really represents, you know, our inner individual purpose, illuminating these traits of Uranus and all of this happening in the sign of security and use of resources and sustainability of Taurus. I think that this can be a very, very powerful time that will eventually lead to massive, massive shifts in how we consume and utilize and recycle or dispose of resources of all kinds in our material world here. Absolutely. So a Uranus Kazemi, the way to really lean into it, I guess, or get the most out of it is really reflecting on your role and your actions as an individual part of a whole and giving a shit about that and putting out into the world what it is you hope to see. I think that that is plenty, plenty of a sacred way to work with the energy of the Uranus Kazemi today and again in the many months and very likely years to come. On Saturday this week, on the 18th at 2:45 p.m. Eastern time, is the Jupiter Kazemi. So Jupiter is very different in vibe to Uranus, but we are still pretty much just as explosive in Jupiter as we are in Uranus, which is kind of the cool and funny part about these Kazemis happening within a week of one another, because Uranus gets a very tough rap when it comes to human astrologers' opinions of Uranus. There's definitely this like, duh, duh. And I get it. Most of us feel that way when we pull the Tower card, for example, which is a very, very Uranus energy. I still believe, though, that Jupiter, who is seen as this nothing but positive, positive, positive energy, you know, not always. I believe that Jupiter expands on whatever it touches and comes across. And I believe that this power is held in our perspective. And ultimately, Jupiter represents what we can do, what we can visualize, and how we can expand to that based on our own perceptions and our own outlook. And so I always give the example of how you experience a bad day. And there are some days that, like, you have little tiny things going wrong and you're able to respond to them in a really positive, it's okay, it's not a big deal, today is just one day kind of mindset. And then you have bad days where equal kinds of tiny little things go wrong all throughout the day. And it feels like you're being punished by the universe. And essentially, these were both bad days at the end of it. And it's how we perceived it made the biggest difference in how we were able to grow from that experience afterward. And so if you spend the majority of the time believing that you are being punished in this life, you will create a life around you that reflects exactly that. If you make an effort to step back and look at the overall purpose and connection between every single event, every tiny little thing that we do, and take a step back and decide to trust in that journey and still try to be as decent of a person, of a soul as you can be, in spite of those circumstances, you are going to reflect a world around you that also chooses to see the beauty in the world and also trusts in the divine journey that we're all on here on this floating fucking rock in space. This is why you'll hear astrologers talk about Jupiter being this really fortuitous, optimistic, manifesting planet. And you have to remember, and this is where the fucking witches come in, you have to remember that your mindset and what you're putting out there on a day-to-day in your attitude, in your energy, in your choices, in your thoughts, and your decisions and behaviors, all of that is part of the manifestation. And all of that ultimately boils down to our perceptions and our outlook. This is really the key to mastering manifestation, is mental mindset, outlook, perspective type work. This opens you up for the most powerful energy work that you can do. I didn't really plan on going on this whole entire tangent today, but clearly, it needed to come out. But it's so, so true. When we look at a Jupiter Kazemi, I say all of this because I know that in many different astrology circles, you are going to hear like, manifest the hell out of your life on Saturday. It's the Jupiter Kazemi. and do your magic, do your abundance work, and listen, by all means, absolutely. But it's more than just this one day. It's more than just this one day that Jupiter is conjunct the sun. The Jupiter Kazemi will illuminate so much, can illuminate so much for us around our outlook and how we see and perceive ourselves and what we're able to accomplish, which can be a beautiful, beautiful thing if you're open to that. So don't forget your mindset, open-mindedness kind of intentions and work this week if you're really wanting to lean into and harness the potential of the upcoming Jupiter Kazemi, okay? Don't stress so much about what you do on that day and focus more on your manifestation mindset leading up to that day. And by that point, your intuition will be guiding you and you know that your affirmations on Saturday are going to hit so much harder. And you know that any little task or thing that you do with intention and through that mindset is part of the ritual and the magic of the Kazemi, okay? Also on Saturday, we have Venus forming an exact conjunction with Uranus. Just a handful of hours from one another. So we have Jupiter Kazemi, this conjunction between Jupiter and the sun. And then just a few hours later, we have this exact conjunction between Venus and Uranus. I think it's definitely safe to say that we can expect the unexpected, if you will, over the next few weeks to months, like I said. And I really think that one of the best ways to open ourselves up to receiving any fruitful opportunities right now is to be both practical and curious, trusting that what you're putting out there is being reflected back to you. And that is a really, really beautiful concept to trust and believe in when you're out there putting some really good energy and value into our world. So here are some of my ideas for you for this week's energy. So again, mindset and mindfulness work would be one of the best ways to feel open to all of the opportunities for this week's solar amplifiers or Kazemis. So whenever you're ready, I want you to pull out your tarot cards and use this 4-card spread. If you need to pause this episode right now to grab something to take notes with, go for it. Pause right now. I'll give you a second. Okay. Good job. Now, whenever you're ready, I think that this is a great tarot spread for mindset and, well, for manifestation, mindset, and mindfulness work, okay? Card number one, in what ways do I self-sabotage my own growth? Card number two, what are my deepest fears surrounding the idea of success? Card number three, how can I shape my mindset to overcome these blockages? And finally, card number four, what are my next practical steps forward? Okay, if you need to pause again and rewind, here's your little reminder that you can do that right here. So this tarot spread is about preparing you and your mindset to be in intentional manifestation mode instead of looking at the transit like on that day I get to do magic. Know that you are always in your magic, and this is why helpful reflectors like this tarot spread keep you in that sacred space, okay? Okay, next. So that's a tarot spread for you. Here's another idea for you for this week. What is something new and exciting that you can do, but it still feels practical and doable given whatever your current circumstances are right now? So there was a mom that I met at my daughter's dance class last week, and she gave me one of the best ideas ever that totally exemplifies this energy that I'm talking about. She said that one summer a few years ago, she printed off a list of the best donuts in the state. And then, she would go and they, once a week or a couple times a week, they would pick one of those places on the list around the state. And she would look up local parks nearby to hit up with the donuts. And they turned it into this little family ritual of going to a park and getting donuts and getting to go around to all these places they'd never been to before. These new sights and things. And I love the simplicity and the affordability, but still the excitement and the freshness of that idea. And honestly, picnics in general, picnics of any kind are perfect right now for all of this Taurus energy. And you can customize that activity to fit any budget, any dietary needs, preferences, location, even weather circumstances. We as a family love a good car picnic. we call them car picnics. We fucking love a good car picnic. And, sorry. And you know the best part? It doesn't matter what the weather is. You can do a car picnic when it's snowy outside. You can do a car picnic when it's rainy. We've done many car picnics back when we lived in Colorado, and it was a gorgeous sunny day that was just being held on by the worst winds in the entire world. Anyone from Colorado or anywhere that's genuinely crazy windy like that gets it. Oh my God. And you're like, this would be the most beautiful fucking day ever to be outside. And you physically cannot be. But picnics, this is kitchen magic. This is food magic. You can work herbalism and green witchery into this by incorporating plant-based foods into this. This is very Taurian to work with something that is nourishing for us and our bodies, like food, something that can be nourishing for both the body and the palate and make it really tasty and flavorful and enjoyable and connective with another person that you're sharing it with. So any type of picnic, whether that's in a romantic and sensual way, or a way to connect with a friend that you haven't got to in a long time, or someone that you're fresh getting to know right now, or doing this with your family to really feel that connection. Food is one of the great ways to bring people together, and finding a new place to pack up food that maybe you already even have in your house, so you don't have to spend anything extra, and loading up and going to even just a different park on the other side of town or somewhere you haven't been in a while just makes it also feel exciting and refreshing. Something else I suggest, change something simple around. Can you rotate your furniture in your workspace or in a different part of your home? Maybe you could rearrange the way that you have some posters or pictures already hung on the wall, and you could change the arrangement a little bit. You could go to your local thrift store or dollar store and see what you could refurbish to make your space feel more cozy, or better yet, more efficient. This is a really great time. I love doing that at Dollar Tree or the thrift store. And I'm like, oh my God, this is something that I totally need and is going to be useful, but I'm glad I didn't pay full price or get this in this really nice way or whatever. So, efficiency, anything that promotes or improves the efficiency in and around your home or immediate environment right now would be very welcome with this week's cosmic energy. This Friday, I have an excellent episode all about art magic coming out with my wonderful friend and client and colleague, Mary Muse. She has been here on the podcast with us a couple of times. She has been with us in that witch school for a long time and has officially become our headmistress of tarot in that witch school. And she has been hosting the absolute fucking best monthly tarot circles for my full-time students in that witch school. They're absolutely incredible. Absolutely incredible. If you are wanting to learn or reconnect with your tarot practice, literally all experience levels are so welcome and everyone benefits so much from these tarot circles. Sorry for the random ad. I didn't realize I was gonna go off on that, but it's so, I'm being honest. Every single month we have a tarot circle, the chat comments are just like on our Zoom call are just flooded with how amazing it is. Again, with people of all experience levels, from people who are brand new to tarot and reading cards, and people like me who have been reading for a while but are really looking to reconnect or refresh their connection to their tarot practice. Shameless plug. You should join us as a full-time student in that witch school. It's only $30 a month and it has full complete access to all of the cool shit that I talk about all the time. But Mary is going to be joining me on Friday for an art magic episode. And I'm bringing this up because at the end of Taurus season, with our transition into Gemini season, art magic is one of the most beautiful, beautiful types of magic and energy work and witchcraft that you can do this time of year. Whether you're wanting to connect more and do some inner child healing for yourself, this is great for caregiver or parenting healing as well. This is also just in general so, so, so therapeutic if you're just a human being. Art magic is incredibly powerful, healing, transformative work. I'm so excited to share that episode with all of you this Friday. And that is why it's part of my ideas for the energy and how did it work with this week's energy for you. Because I think that art magic and even just learning about it or refreshing yourself about it is going to be feel really, really aligned with the overall energy for this week anyways. So make sure, if this is your first time here, that you are subscribed to That Witch Podcast, and make sure you are subscribed to my email newsletter, thatwitchnextdoor.com, so you don't ever, ever miss amazing episodes or announcements or specials like this. Okay. This is just art magic is just like the perfect way to wrap up Taurus season together. So I don't know. I think I love Taurus season so much because I just fucking love simple, practical magic. Oh, all right, my friend, thank you so much. This was such a lovely moon day. I hope you found this week's episode helpful for you in your days ahead. If you love today's episode, please do me a favor and share it with someone that you think would also love it or learn from it. Thank you immensely from the bottom of my heart for spending some of your day with me today. I hope you have a gorgeous, gorgeous week, neighbor. Make sure that you stay safe, you're out there having fun, and stay magical, my friend. Did you get something valuable out of today's show? Here's how you can help continue to grow our magic. First, you can head over to Apple or Spotify and leave a 5-star rating and review. You can also share a shout out on your social media page and make sure you tag me at thatwitch.nextdoor. And of course, you can just tell a friend that you think would enjoy the show and send them a link to the episode. Thank you so much, neighbor, for your support. I'll see you next time.